We have pre-concert family activities beginning at 4:30 p.m., including the ever-popular children's band Mr. Richard and the Pound Hounds, and also instrument petting zoos, where children get a chance to touch and play instruments of their choosing. And we have face painting and food trucks to make it a fun family atmosphere.
Mr. Hostetter, which instruments depict the story's characters, and how do you as a conductor draw out their personalities musically?
The flute is the bird, of course, and that's an obvious choice. The oboe is used in a very interesting way by Prokofiev. What he does is he puts it in the very low register so that it sounds almost like a duck. It has a little bit of a quacking sound almost because of that really low, reedy register. The cat is played by the clarinet. The clarinet is one of the instruments that usually doesn't use vibrato. So it can kind of go either way. It's a little ambiguous in some ways, kind of like a cat is. And in the way that he uses it also in the low register as well, there's a bit of a sneaky quality, a kind of cool sneakiness that the cat brings. The horns depict the wolf, and they're these minor triads, and it sounds very menacing at times. There's a grandfather that's played by the bassoon, and it's this old creaky, kind of cranky, crotchety sounding instrument. And then finally, the timpani plays the shots that the hunters fire off. What I try to do in terms of the character of each is provide an opportunity for the musicians to bring their own interpretive ideas to the table. Each one of these are almost excerpts that you will find in an orchestral audition. And so many of these instrumentalists have practiced these many times over, and they have a particular pedigree and an idea that they bring to the table. My job as a conductor is to give them as much freedom as possible to express themselves on those particular instruments and excerpts.
So the wolf and Peter get multiple instruments, therefore with the potential for chords. Is that intentional or used in some way?
The chords are used in a minor fashion for the wolf because a minor has a kind of a menacing quality. In a contrary way, Peter is in the string section, so the entire strings embody him, and much more of a major kind of happy-go-lucky walking tempo, as if a young boy was strolling around with nothing better to do than enjoy the sun and the stars and a good orchestra concert.
Is this a simple fairy tale, or does Peter's story echo Prokofiev's return from exile to face kind of the big bad wolf of Stalin and censorship?
Well, you're right. In that 1936, when Prokofiev emigrated back to the Soviet Union, the Union of Soviet Composers was formed at the same time, and he was censured along with Shostakovich and accused of being a formalist. So it definitely was going to have an impact on his vernacular. However, I think in the case of Peter and the Wolf, I wouldn't say that it had as much of a dramatic impact on him, only because it's a fairy tale that he was writing for a children's theater in Moscow.
I have heard some people say that in the end of the piece, during the parade, there's a hint of death. Do you think that that's there, and does that mean anything given the moment in history?
I don't think it has necessarily historical significance. I think it has story significance, because what Prokofiev does in this last triumphal march is bring together all the elements. So you hear the bird and the cat and the duck. You hear everybody all the way going toward the end. And so even the wolf is there.
Mr. Schulhammer, what other pieces and collaborators will be on the program that night that might appeal to families?
Well, the program is called Peter and the Wolf and Other Musical Stories. And so the maestro has assembled a program that involves other animal stories, such as Ravel's Mother Goose Suite, the John Williams great theme from Jurassic Park, The Flight of the Bumblebee, Elton John's Circle of Life. And so they're all stories relating to animals.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Wonderful to be with you.